From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. When it comes to Florida-grown fruit wines, consumers prefer fizzy over flat. That's the finding of a recent University of Florida study using blueberry and muscadine wines. Assistant Professor Andrew McIntosh tells MorningAgClips.com the study confirmed that tasters' preference was most closely associated with whether or not the wine was carbonated. Carbonated wine is the fastest-growing segment of the wine market and popular with younger consumers. Americans can expect to spend more at the grocery store for this year's turkeys, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin pies. According to a recent survey done by the American Farm Bureau Federation, Thanksgiving dinner costs are up 14%. The survey indicated that this year's Thanksgiving meal for 10 will cost $53.51, less than $6 a person, but up $6.41 from last year's average. U.S. red meat has seen remarkable success in South Korea of late, according to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF's Korea director, Jihei Yang, says U.S. red meat's tremendous growth in Korea will reach $2 billion in U.S. beef exports for the first time this year. High-valued chilled exports are achieving explosive growth in Korea, with value up 50% year-over-year, and chilled pork volume nearly tripling. Yang says booming retail demand comes as consumers seek more high-quality protein options to prepare at home. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.